Hey, it's Tax Quips Time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama hears from Roger in the Tax Quips Forum, who's frustrated with the concept. He says, I guess my question would be, what's different between what I'm doing and, say, a general contractor, ICing or independent contracting a plumber regularly to plumb houses he's building, or a magazine that subs out to a freelance writer? These guys all own and service their own equipment, trucks, and tools. They buy their own gas and supplies, hire their own employees. I just don't see how they could consider that my employee. What's the distinguishing factor that says one is or is not an employee? Is this something I should even worry about? Well, Roger, the big difference, for instance, the general contractor is working with licensed contractors. In the state of California, in the construction industry, if a contractor hires workers, they must all be on payroll unless they're licensed contractors, period. There's no gray area. In fact, someone I know hired day laborers to work on his own lawn. A neighbor called the state and he was fined on the spot for not putting them on payroll, and I never did understand that one, so please don't ask. It's a complex issue, and I could devote about 8 or 10 hours explaining all the regulations, tax court cases, and so forth, and it's one I enjoy playing around with, because I usually win. But for now, just follow the above guidelines and ensure that they have licenses. Don't assume. Get copies for your file. The fact that they have employees working for them helps to define that they are in business. What are the special guidelines? Well, read the instructions to IRS Form SS-8 and look at the form in detail. This is the questionnaire that the IRS uses to make a specific determination about whether someone is an employee or not. You can read the rest of my notes and some of the reality at the Tax Quip. And remember, you can find answers to all kinds of questions about employees versus independent contractors and other tax issues free. Where? Where else? At TaxMama.com.